Ladies and gentlemen, BFFs.
Ooh, it's the Vicky with Sky Show. And I'm excited. We got Kevin Kennedy in the wigs. You know what? We don't need a countdown. Woo! You know, what a night. What a day. What an interesting turn of events. You know, I was doing a little research for the show. I wanted to talk about the IPCC, the international climate control. You know, that's what I really wanted to do. The five key takeaways of the new intergovernmental panel on climate change, because I thought that was the most interesting thing that I was going to talk about today. I thought maybe Kevin will come on, we'll talk about some climate change shit. But then something else happened. Dun, dun, dun. About 10 minutes ago, Donald J. Trump was indicted. He is the first president in the history of the United States to be indicted. The first one ever. He's got a lot of firsts. And you know what? I think it's pretty fascinating. I just can't even believe it. I'm a bit stoked about it, I guess. You know, it's nice to think. I kept thinking, you know, America, will you come through? Are we going to show the world that we aren't like the Italians with Berlusconi, that we might actually get something done? But who knows? We might not get a conviction yet. So Berlusconi was indicted several times, went through lots of trials for really horrible things. Stormy Daniels. It's always the sex stuff. Anyway, I want to bring on Kevin to talk about it. What do you say? Here we go. Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am a little energized, man, to be honest.
I am so happy about this.
I can't believe that it's actually happening.
Yeah, I mean, like, at this point, we knew it was going to happen, but it's like waiting for Christmas morning when you're a kid.
I wasn't actually sure because, I mean, I kept on hearing, I read about from the pundits and everything, and they're saying like, oh, well, you know, that they might not do it because you can't, it's so hard with that. It's so hard to see, you know, to get him busted on the campaign finance thing with the Stormy Daniels hush money. Yeah. But now that I read the article and I'm like, well, Michael Cohen did 2 years for this shit already.
Yeah. His lawyer.
His lawyer went to jail for paying the hush money.
Yeah. So why wouldn't Trump?
The person who told him to do it. Yeah. Right. And they're saying the only reason he wasn't indicted the first time was because he was a sitting president, and that they were like, they had other shit that gave him 2 years to get a really good case going. Two years to look in all the other shit. Yeah. So a lot of people be like, well, what does this mean, right? Who cares? Well, it means a lot. Like, do you know how hard it is to run a campaign? Do you know how hard it's going to be to run a campaign
now
and fight for your freedom?
Yeah. I mean, and plus this was done. It's not just like he's being charged with anything. He's going to run a campaign and he's being charged with something that involved campaign money.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'd love to be able to say who the heck is going to donate to this guy after this, but they will. They don't care. Give Republicans lower capital gains tax and they'll vote for anybody and donate to anybody.
Right. Yeah. We could do the shared interest loophole and all of that. Yeah. I mean, but this guy can't be, I don't know how you're supposed to be able to run a campaign if you're facing indictment.
I don't know either.
It doesn't mean it's not going to be the only one. He'll face other indictments. This is just the first crack in the dam.
This is the first one, and no one else has to, like, break the ice now. Mm-hmm. I think I read the next one people are predicting is the one in Georgia.
Yeah.
which is that the one that's involving the
blackmailing the attorney general by trying to coerce him into giving. Like, I just need to find 11. I need you to find 11,000 votes for me.
Yeah.
Just 11,000. No big deal.
Crazy. And then like, he'll also be
January 6th.
Yeah, he'll eventually be indicted, I would certainly hope, by Merrick Garland, which is that's federal court. That's the huge, that's the big boy.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. This guy was always, he's a New Yorker, and he's going to go to jail in New York, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to, I mean.
He's going to go up the river, as they say.
Go to what's Sing Sing? Go up to Sing Sing.
Can you imagine Trump and Rikers?
Rikers Island. It's so funny that they call Rikers. Everyone knows Rikers because it's just like in every movie where going up to the river to Rikers Island.
Yeah. Well, I think up the river. I don't know. I think it doesn't matter. I think up the river means like a prison sentence in a state prison up the river or. Which should be any of them, usually Sing Sing, which has a different name now. Yeah. Rikers is like where the city jail, where you go the day you're arrested. And, you know, it's like a county, New York's like county jail, but it's but it's like supposed to be like the most fucked up county jail.
Yeah. I saw that show, the Night of with John Turturro. That's a really good show. Yeah. Yeah. John says, I'm not happy about it. It reminds me of a corrupt South American political move. I think they should charge the other presidents for their crimes as well. Well, the thing is about that, Jean, we have charged other presidents, but before they faced indictment, they resigned or they were pardoned by the sitting president throughout some deals. So we have had, if you commit a crime, you have to face the consequences. That's happened to... a lot of them. I mean, like they thought if they couldn't get Bill Clinton on perjury, they wouldn't. You know, that was what they tried to get him on was perjury.
Yeah.
Wasn't
technically a crime. It was just really fucking gross and looked bad.
Well, it was a crime to lie under oath, but it was weird. No,
that was perjury. Yeah, that was the only clear cut, provable, you know, prosecutable crime. But when you're a sitting president, the first thing Congress does is impeach you. And then if the attorney general wants to, you know, indict you, that's, you know, a whole different thing. What crimes are you talking about specifically that other?
Well, I mean, Jean might have some specific crimes in mind, but the truth is
you could get Bush on war crimes for sure. I don't know why.
War crimes. Yeah. That. I was going to say there might be some war crimes, but that wouldn't be – we couldn't really convict them of war crimes in the United States. You'd have to try them at The Hague or something like that.
Right.
So not really – but in this case, truth. Paying hush money and funneling it through a lawyer in order to weeks before an election, it breaks campaign finance laws in that state. I don't see any other president who's ever been convicted of that. The only other president that comes close is Nixon, and he would have been indicted, but he resigned and was pardoned. So that was, I mean, he took the smart move. He should have fucking resigned. Like that's what Trump should have done after the first.
Oh man, yeah, Trump could have like made deals with everyone. I'm gonna resign if you drop this, and
Pence would have pardoned him.
Yeah, exactly. He's too arrogant, and he's a victim of his own arrogance.
Yes.
But I think that he thought he was going to steal that election, and if that had happened, we'd be in a different country with a very different future, and he probably would have gotten away with it, and he would probably be president for life if that one little thing had gone differently.
Yeah, and I think that when you talk about things like John's talking about war crimes or Bush and Obama pardoned for their war crimes are not indictable offenses within our borders. So it's kind of like, well, I guess you could go after them, but who's going to do it? In this case, you know, and when you are
– And that's hard to prove as well. I mean,
what they knew, what they ordered, all those types of things.
Yeah. I mean, you need to know like some top secret shit to even.
Well, you know. Yeah, exactly. Right. Are you even going to get it?
Let's not paint a false equivalency. Like, I don't know. That's no one has blatantly violated the Constitution and committed outright crimes
right.
on almost a daily basis as Donald Trump. I mean, you could never, ever convict him of every crime because there are too many. It's like you can't even keep track of him. I can't keep track of every.
It's funny. It's just like when they catch them, they try them, but then they get away. But in this case, this guy just wouldn't. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't just give it up. He wouldn't give up the good. Right. As soon as it came out about Stormy Daniels, he should have resigned. Any other president would have just resigned, and they would have been like, "Ah, have a nice day, Mr. President."
My brain's fucked up. Didn't that come out before he was even sworn in? Wasn't that already like?
That was, I think so. Cause it happened weeks before. Yeah. Or it happened right after. Yeah. It was all like all part of that storminess that was happening.
Well, yeah. I don't know when it went public, but it happened like very early on, as far as I remember in the campaign. And, what they did was, you know, a violation. They used campaign money. Like, and honestly, if he hadn't used campaign money, is it, you know, if he had just used his own money, given her a brief
because it would have been too obvious. Yeah. He tried to hide it. It was he knew what he was doing was illegal, so he ran it through the lawyer.
Hush money illegal? Isn't I mean, you can do it like, but then it would be public record. You know, people sign a non-disclosure, whatever. I guess he wanted it totally covered up.
Well, people sign non-disclosure agreements. That type of thing happens, but it's usually not. Like I've signed lots of NDAs, but it doesn't mean that no one's ever asked me to do it in order to shut me up about something that they had done so that they can become an elected official.
But that wasn't even a crime. Cheating on your wife isn't even a crime. He committed a crime trying to cover up a non-crime. Right. It's very
the cover-up's always worse than the crime.
Cover-up's worse than the crime.
That's an axiom because when he tried to cover it up was when he started committing crimes. He would have gotten away with it too because I mean he might have that's what's so funny. He could have just been I did it. But instead what he did was pay her off through an attorney that he used campaign finance money for.
Oh my God.
Because the campaign was the one who hired the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's so fucking clear. That's where the crime is. You cannot use campaign finances to pay off
anything other than
porn stars and prostitutes. Campaign. Right.
Nuts.
You gotta use it for the campaign. I mean,
that is a huge wrench, I would think, in his, you know, next campaign. As is any indictment, but because this one's about a campaign, I would think it's going to be huge. But with him, I just never know. Like, and his base is so whacked.
Well, there was a Fox News poll where it said that 60% of people who think if Donald Trump, 60% of the people who answer a Fox News poll, you could assume that most of them are pretty right leaning. You know, 60% say that if he is indicted, he should not be the nominee. That's a big one. So because he can't, because you just can't do it. It's just like one person can't be facing fighting his fight for freedom and his fight for a job.
And the whole reason his whole thing with Hillary was like, oh, she's going to be indicted. Like, you know,
right.
And it's just the hypocrisy is crazy. But with him, we've already seen that. The hypocrisy with him and, you know, the Republican Party. I mean, look at like, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, they put in a new they put in what's her face. And the whole thing they said with Merrick Garland for years was, it's an election year, which is not a thing.
It's an election year. We should let the people decide who the.
Yeah. And then they swore in what's her name, like, right. Before Biden,
like 2 weeks
sworn.
Before he was, it was ridiculous. Well, they have no shame, and that's what's so incredible about it. No shame at all.
They have no principles. They just want to, whatever is right for them at the time is what they go with, is what they say. And it'll change completely from sentence to sentence.
I think it's pretty remarkable. Let's see. As a person from Central America who knows all the terrible things your presidents and other politicians have done to people here, I'm troubled by your ignorance. Well, I don't think you should be troubled by my ignorance. I know a lot about what happened in South America. Well, Gene, I talked about it yesterday. How our foreign policy has forced cartels into power because brown people growing drugs isn't a problem, but white people making drugs is okay. This isn't necessarily something that you can tie to a president, though. That's like years and years of American foreign policy that's just garbage.
Foreign policy.
I think it's just
is that what you're talking about, Gene? Are you talking about like some crime that we don't know about?
I just think that it's a good thing race isn't here because race lever's not here either because of the gun control stuff. People don't like me because I'm a liberal this week. It's been a rough week.
You liberal bastard, you.
It's been a rough week, man. It's like we have a shooting. We have a fire in a migrant detention center. We have an indicted president. And we have an IPCC report that comes out of the Intergovernmental Planetary Climate. What's it called? What's that whole thing stand for again? The Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change has just given their sixth assessment report. And it's not good news. So it's one of those things that's like, I don't know. It's been a rough week. But
that's like hearing about the environment, you know, it's like hearing about, you know, your stage 4 cancer updates, you know. Now it's in both lungs.
The mass has gained it's a larger diameter. The mass. I like it when they call it the mass.
Mass.
The mass.
We've got a mass on Earth. A massive fucking death, pollution, the end.
Anyway, back to Trump. It's one of those things where we have a president. What's weird to me is that people like Jean, they're like, well, maybe we should go back and hold other people accountable. Well, this is maybe the first step. Maybe we should. This is a thing about America should be holding its people responsible.
Yeah,
we should hold every president responsible.
It's a step.
It's a step. It's the 21st century. We should be holding people responsible. Mm-hmm. And America is supposed to be a country ruled by law and not by men. Now, to say that, we never done it before. What about this is such hypocrisy that so many people have walked free after all these war crimes. Okay, maybe the buck stops. Maybe it stops now. Maybe.
It's a step.
I like it. I like accountability, especially when it comes to these people who have used the president, the presidency as a cash grab. This is yet another case where this guy's used the presidency as a cash grab. He made a lot of money.
He did it like no other. I mean, I don't know if there were so many things he did. It's hard to remember them all. But one that stuck out in my head was that he was having the Air Force stop in Scotland and sending them to his own resort in Scotland that was going bankrupt.
Yeah.
And fueling up there and keeping himself paying himself with government funds to stay for absolutely no reason. I mean, they didn't even try to make up a reason. He just did it.
No, I love that stuff where like the secret police that we have, the Secret Service, they had to stay at Mar-a-Lago, at his resorts everywhere. They had to stay at his resorts and pay these crazy fees. God. And they had to – so you and I paid for that.
Yeah.
We paid so that his security force could give him money. Paid him. It's just like automatically. Like, and he made no secrets about it. He just did it.
Yeah. And it also creates such a conflict of interest where people can bribe him, charge, you know, one of his properties charges whoever.
He had
it's just crazy.
He had his patents approved in China after moments of having landed. He lands in China. Oh, and all his patents are approved in China. Incredible. God. Amazing how that works. He's always foreign dignitaries having to stay at Mar-a-Lago that he did not divest interest in. You know, people talk shit on Carter. The reason why they call him a peanut farmer is because he had to abandon his interest in the peanut farm in order so that he wouldn't break the emoluments clause. This guy can't even fucking pronounce what's an emoluments clause. He just ignored it.
I don't think he ever heard of it.
They told him you have to get rid of your. Remember, he said we're gonna put all the Trump organization into a blind trust.
All he actually did. He claimed he was gonna do that. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he claimed he was gonna do it, but never did it. A blind trust.
Never did it.
My kids will run it for me. It's still your money.
That's not. Yeah, and my kids running it for me isn't a blind trust, dude. That's not how it works. Not so how it works.
He keeps on making the money. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Mm. Absolutely unbelievable. I mean, the point of a blind trust is you don't know what stocks your money is in. You don't know. You're not allowed to know.
No, you know nothing. Yeah. You have no interest anymore. Right.
Your money. You don't have to give all your money away.
No, you put it all in a trust. But he wouldn't do it. So he was making deals to keep his money flowing, our money and the money from other foreign governments into his pockets. But that's all beside the point. The pussy is what got him.
It's always the pussy.
He's such a fool. Like,
I'm going to get neutered so I can run for public office.
What a fool. He ends up paying a lawyer. He must have known. He must have smelled it was coming for a long time. No? No?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Leo Serrano. Scott, you need to do research on Carter. You are uninformed. How great. I am not uninformed. I love Carter. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Carter is cool.
Yeah. What do you mean? I love Carter. I said people talk shit on him. As in, like, idiots talk shit on Carter. No, I love Carter. Yeah, Jimmy Carter is one of my favorite presidents. I think that he was probably too good a man to be president, frankly. I think he was too good a guy and wasn't evil enough. Let me see. The drama that supersedes is to keep everyone divided and the superpowers go to a pillage. Just my two cents. Well, the superpowers have always been pillaging. I don't know how that changes. I don't know that changes because of this, but we might be like my hope. First of all, I'm slightly happy because at least it's at least a bit of evidence that America might be not slipping down the drain as far as we thought it was.
Yeah. That not maybe as far.
Maybe America is going to hold our elected representatives responsible. You know,
it means that we still have democracy in the sense that, you know, there's two steps to democracy. There's the elections, but then there's all the different agencies that are completely separate, all the different, that there's more than the three branches of government. You know, there's also the independent, you know, judiciary, not just the Supreme Court. I mean, like the Department of Justice, you know, the FBI is independent from the CIA. They're all these different things. So no one entity within the government, including the fucking president, can have too much power, you know?
Well, I mean, that's how it, so that's the other thing that happened this week.
Corruptible. You know, you can't just like where Trump was trying to consolidate everything, which was to me the scariest thing he was doing.
Yeah. Well, he wanted it. Yeah. He wanted an authoritarian government.
He wanted one guy, you know, controlling everything.
Right.
That's also what's meant when the left says big government. It's not just like the government's peeking in your window, making sure your fence isn't too high and shit. It's big, robust separation of powers within the government. What were you going to say, man? I'm sorry.
No, that the Congress this week also voted to take back the rights from the president, because only Congress is supposed to be able to declare war. But during Iraq,
because of George Bush.
during George W. Bush, and that hasn't been repealed. So now they're voting to take back that right from the president. And I think that that's pretty interesting. So maybe things are moving in the right direction. That's all. It's been years, and I'm a little happy-ish. I mean, I'm just as skeptical as everybody else. But I mean, like, I think that
nothing wrong with skepticism.
I'm skeptical, but I think that it's a step in the right direction. And for all those who say that, like, Trump is still allowed to run for president, this will help his campaign. How will it help his campaign? How will he run a campaign if he's fighting for his freedom? And this is just the first of the indictments.
I'm skimming an article here about Georgia. His lawyers are worried that's next, and it's very soon.
Yeah, they're worried it's next. If he's facing multiple felony indictments.
Yeah, I mean that's an easy one to prove.
Have him on tape.
I could prosecute that case with what I know now and no law degree. I mean, what the fuck else are they looking for?
Right. What are you looking for?
The whole Russia investigation. The whole time, I'm just like, he got up on stage during the campaign and said, "Russia, if you're listening, you'll be greatly rewarded." And then the next day, WikiLeaks did a giant dump.
Yeah, I mean,
why was there this giant investigation? Kevin Kenney had the fucking shit figured out by watching.
Kevin Kenney had it figured out, huh? Kevin Kenney.
Like this wasn't, this should have been an easy case, man. They really fucked that one up.
Let's see what Race Lever says. That is interesting how that identifies the problem. These democracy people think that you can vote the Republic away. I don't think you could vote the Republic away. Well, you could, baby. You could vote the Republic away. That's what happened in Julius Caesar was elected. Hitler was elected. All these guys, you could vote your That's Republic what away.
Almost happened here.
Yeah.
You elect the wrong people who allow power to be taken away from the people, and then you're not getting it back without bloodshed.
Right.
It's gone.
Did you see we see the corruption in animal ag that translates to all did you see
once the Republic, you know, we're talking about losing the Republic, it's like committing suicide. You don't get another shot. The Republic's gone.
And also the Republic always seems so fragile. Like every time democracy gets in a little trouble, it seems like it's about to break, and we've seen it a bunch of times.
I felt like we were living in an alternate reality during the Trump years. But then that solidified in my mind as actual reality. And now I feel like I'm living in an alternate happy ending reality where he did not end democracy because I was sure he was going to.
Yeah.
I wasn't on the fence about it. I thought, this is it. It's done. And even when Biden won the election, I was like, he's going to stay in office.
Well, I was a little worried in the midterm. In the midterms, I was a little worried about stuff like that. But, I mean, again, we didn't see a red wave where Congress was in it. That, you know, man,
that was something else.
I kind of wish vegans were militant. I'm pretty militant. I don't even want to talk to non-vegans. There you go. The trial isn't going to happen for over a year.
I'm very careful to talk to everyone. That's just me. I like to hear what people have to say.
I don't need to hear about bacon, though, and you know, animals don't have feelings. You. Animals don't have souls. But
I really, very much believe that, you know, we can switch more and more people, which has already happened. I mean, look at the difference from 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And people don't want to go vegan if they're being screamed at. These vegan activists I know in New York City, like I'm
like Kirsten. Kirsten screams.
Kirsten's different though, and our our humor is like trying to actually, you know, attract people, entice people. We make fun of ourselves. We make fun of vegan activists. We also make fun of ridiculous shit meat eaters say to point that out and whatnot. But some of them are just ridiculous and is actually a turnoff. And then also like you have your internet warriors who like just want to shame everyone and like cancel people, which we talked about cancel stuff last time, and like find one little flaw, and then purity testing, like, oh, you're not, you know, a real Scotsman, you know, that fallacy thing. you know.
You know, a real vegan.
A real vegan wouldn't feed their cat, you know, fish.
Oh, so you guys still believe in Russiagate? I mean, Russiagate was an interesting one. I think
it
was.
Believe in it, like it's.
He did have spies in the in the Oval Office.
He had spies in the Oval Office. I mean, we now know WikiLeaks was Russia. We know about the troll farms in Russia. We know about Cambridge Analytica being hired by the Trump campaign to to poison people against Hillary and like.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean by Russia. Believe in Russiagate.
Every single government intelligence agency, the CIA, the FBI, the Department of whatever, the Interior, all of them, there are 17 of them. I can't rattle all of them off the top of my head. The Army intelligence, the Navy intelligence, they all agreed Russia was involved in that. The heads of intelligence testified to Congress right after, you know, saying everything we know says Russia was involved in trying to overthrow the election. The Mueller report said clearly, you know, pretty fucking clearly, if you actually read it, that Trump was guilty of using foreign, seeking help from them and accepting.
I mean, the truth is, where there's smoke, there's fire. Meeting. Whether or not, I mean,
it's just that Bill Barr got out ahead of it and just came out and said, I got the report. It completely exonerates Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty nuts.
Stuck it in a drawer for 2 weeks till eventually, you know, it had to, you know, there's only so much you can get away with hiding it. But then when it came out, it was like, now you're trying to erase everyone's belief that it was nothing.
Yeah.
That's what happened. There's no believe in Russiagate. I mean, I can't
there's
believe
a thing.
You don't believe.
Well, I mean, I think there's facts. It depends on how you define Russiagate. I mean, I've heard various things about how people define that now. So it's kind of a catch-all term. Were Russians involved? I'd say, yeah. Were they involved to the extent that some people think? I don't know. I think that there was a problem there. There are some things you are not supposed to be voting on, so that when there's too many dum-dums, they can't just vote your rights away, says Race Lever. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's why we have the Bill of Rights. I mean, he's saying that we can't just vote our rights away. The problem is you can't vote your legal rights away. You can vote your legal rights away, but I think that's why you'd have revolution if things got too out of hand. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true though that people lose democracies have fallen. Democracies.
All the time.
Yeah.
Ours is really doing pretty well.
Ours has got a good run so far. We'll see if, as long as we got the money, we'll see if it works. I don't know this yet. Apparently, Justin Trudeau found a loophole. He'll be running for president. We have a Canadian going to run for He found a loophole. Well, you know, I remember when they were trying to get Arnie. Arnie was such a popular Republican that they were like, "Why can't he run? He wasn't born here. That's the rule." Just the rule. And you know what?
It's a rule.
I think it's a pretty good rule. I don't know.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that.
It makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise we would have had Arianna Huffington would have been running. We would have had Kissinger would have been president. Henry Kissinger would have been president if it weren't for that rule.
Prince could come here and become president.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Anyone with enough money.
Buy the presidency like that.
Yeah, Alexander Hamilton would have been president.
Yeah.
Instead, he's on the $10 bill. But he couldn't be president.
I mean, that's what was scary about Trump and Russia. It was like, is this guy a fucking Russian spy?
Yeah, Manchurian candidate. Have you ever seen the Manchurian candidate?
Yeah, of course.
I haven't seen the remake, but the original was fantastic, and I loved it.
There was one in like the 90s or early 2000s or something that I saw.
Yeah, with Denzel, right?
I don't remember it. Denzel might have been the good guy. The president guy was a white dude.
Yeah.
Was Denzel like the good guy trying to bust everyone?
I never saw it because I thought it was so stupid that there was no Soviet Union. Because the Manchurian candidate, the whole point was that I never saw the remake because it was like secret Nazis. And it's just like, dude, it's so tired. What tired secret Nazis. Let's see. I saw Canadian Goose, Sax Rudsack, and many others have fallen loud, but seemingly working. I yell just a little, though. I don't mind yelling activists. I love all activists. I think shouting activists. I like petition gatherers. I like letter writers. I like every type of activist there is because it takes a symphony. I think it's great.
Well, okay. I would say if you're going after like a specific like person of great power, like, you know, the CEO of Canada Goose or something, maybe like do a demonstration and yell. But if you're just like, I don't know, trying people walking by on the street, you're outside a Canada Goose store, like, you know, screaming and yelling with like a megaphone. People are just like, in my initial instinct, when I see people like making a ruckus like that, it's like, oh God, Jesus Christ, I'm trying to get to work. No one cares what you're doing. Plus, usually it's people who I disagree with, like, you know, some religious shit. I don't know if you've ever been in Times Square, but there's all these dudes. I don't want to
repent
stuff, yeah. But it's just like, shut the fuck up. Who are you? Who's coming over to you going, oh, you're screaming at me deafeningly? What? Let me see some literature.
Okay, but he's screaming into the crowd. It's a little bit different than someone screaming at Max Mara or something, or screaming at, I don't know, Jim Henson Company. I liked screaming at Jim Henson Company. I felt like it was a great thing to do. It's sad how their bias doesn't let them see that Biden is actually bad, worse than Trump. Biden is worse than Trump?
What the fuck are you talking about? And be specific. Give me one thing.
I'm not even a fan of Biden, but worse than Trump.
Come the fuck on, man. Are you watching Fox News?
Come on, Race. I'm not even a Biden fan. But Jesus, it's kind of hard to be worse than Trump. It's kind of hard.
I want to see what you're talking about specifically, not, oh, all the blah, 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 do your own research. Don't give me some do your own research shit.
Yeah. All right. So Louis Vuitton must fall if they do it. It'll be a massive blow to fur fashion. I totally agree. All of the Moët Hennessy, Louis Vuitton. We want to get rid of all of them. I thought that was
Louis Vuitton. I know they're huge into leather. I mean, everything.
Yeah, fur. They got fur. They do. Well, it's not Louis Vuitton owns Max Mara too, right? And they own Leslie Pools too, which I thought Leslie Pools.
Dude, things are changing. You know, things are really changing. People are. You know, people, activists love to like purity test PETA and say that, no, screw PETA, I'm a real activist. PETA is so good at the nice approach and it's effective.
Yes.
I remember I saw some interview with some actress where PETA like wrote her a letter, you know.
But they're not always nice.
And it was, I don't know.
People hate PETA.
Maybe they're not. I think people hate PETA because they're vegan and people don't want to fucking hear it.
I think so too. I get in trouble when I defend PETA, but I like PETA and I don't mind saying it.
I get chewed out by vegan activists, which is the reason I'm fucking
don't care because I have a policy. I support all activism. Don't care. You want to scream? Got you covered. I love you. You want to pour red paint on old ladies wearing fur? Got you covered. I love it. I want it. You want to get a lawyer? You want to get arrested and have a lawyer get you out? Like Direct Action Everywhere is doing right now. Yes, let's go. Anything.
Dude, I was dating a vegan activist who told me she puts her cigarettes out on people wearing fur, and I'm like, I was just like, I'm not going to get into this argument. That's literally assault. You're going to go to fucking jail.
Do it. I'm like, you know what? I am for all of it. If you are willing to get arrested for it, then go for it. I'm not saying that I'm going to go out and do that, but I'm saying.
Yeah. But she's also creating a need for this rich person to buy a new fur coat now. Congratulations.
Maybe, or she'll think twice before she goes and wears a fur coat out there. That's the thing. Like if I had someone.
To people like that, it makes you want to like, you could get like, accused of being a bad person, like for whatever reason, and if people are so mean, it makes you almost want to double down, even if you didn't do
some
like,
people maybe, but that might be because your attitude and your personality, maybe you react that way. But I tell you what, if I was like ripping apart animals and pissing people off by doing it, and someone put a cigarette out on my fur, I'd be like, I might think twice before doing that. I mean, shit, if someone said, fucking, I hate your, I don't know, mustache, I think it's quite mean, but I might go, should I shave it? You know what I mean? It makes me think twice. Yeah. makes me think twice. I'm not like, fuck you, I'm going to grow a bigger mustache. But some people would. That's why I say tubas, triangles, and everything in between. Leo Serrano makes a good point here. Considering George Bush's flagrant Iraq lies and war crimes that ended up killing a million people, we just talked about that. Congress is repealing the powers granted to the presidency during George W. Bush, which I think is a step in the right direction. It's an indictment of the entire system that Trump is the first former president to be indicted. It is an indictment of the entire system. I am hopeful that this is... Don't fuck around when you're a president. Don't think that this is a cash grab. This is not... I want this to be done with. This is why when Citizens United passed, when
Iraq was the biggest, most blatant, like, corrupt presidential cash grab. I mean, all the Halliburton fucking contracts. I mean, give me a fuck.
And a lot of that was Dick Cheney and them. That's like more of a Dick. Yeah,
that was like some like Banana Republic shit. Like
that was some Banana Republic.
That was
type
fucking
shit.
Nuts.
Well, a lot of that happened because of, you know, we were 9/11. I mean, I hate to say it, but you get away with a lot. This is why
people weren't thinking straight at all.
People were not thinking straight.
They were not, thinking straight.
And
if you thought straight, you got fucking chewed out by people. You didn't want to be thinking straight.
No.
Back then.
I remember when it first, the day after on September 12th, I was pretty pissed off and I was just so sad. And I was living in Germany and it was so incredible. That's just unfathomable the way everything played out. And then by the time we were invading Iraq, I had Iraqi friends. I had Kurd friends. I had Afghan friends, because in Germany, when you're a foreigner, you don't really look at other people as like, oh, you're from Iraq. You're like, oh, a fellow foreigner. You're also a foreigner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I believe that probably happens.
Yeah, you become part of like an expat community. Like I have Italian friends. You have all these friends that are not German, basically. The only thing we have in common is that we're all not German, you know? And so by the time we ended up in Iraq in 2003, I was against that war. I was like, what the fuck? What do you mean WMDs? Are you serious? And I remember going, really? Really? And yeah, they've got WMDs.
So it was like so obviously lying. It was so fucking ridiculous.
But so many people believed it. You know, he's got nuclear weapons, guys. He's going to destabilize the region. He's going to bomb Israel.
So obvious, you know.
It wasn't that obvious at the time. I was like, seriously? Because I was 22, I think, or 23 when that happened. 22, maybe. 23. And 24. I was 24 years old, I think, when we went to Iraq. 23, 24.
Dude,
and
there are some dumb comments right now that I'm reading.
Well, don't go all the way down. Hold on. We're going to go. Ted Cruz is born in Canada. You know what's funny? Mitt Romney was born in Mexico, but they're born on bases, right? So they're technically still born on American soil.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. Demo already taken a hit because democracy is already hit because people are preoccupied trying to vote in their safe spaces. They don't realize they're actually forming a danger zone. I'm going to take the highway to the danger zone, man. Yeah, no. we hand out cards and inform. A lot of people say they can't believe it's still happening, but yes, when I outreach, I listen and answer questions. I think, you know, because you do WTF, right? 40-year-old vegan. You do We the Free, right? Or maybe you, I think he does. I think it does We the Free. That's fantastic. I think it's pretty wonderful that we still have that type of activism out there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, I don't, to be clear, like, I don't want to shit on anyone who's being an activist. I disagree, but I'm still happy that you're being an activist. I'd be a hypocrite. I'd be a giant hypocrite if I was, like, you know, shitting on you for your activism because I'm against, you know, infighting and purity tests. I just believe the best move, we want people to see. You know, the reason I went vegan is I happened to be watching a Netflix thing and there was just a second or two, like a few, you know, 10, 15 seconds of like, you know, slaughterhouse and factory farm stuff within this documentary that was mainly about health. Mm-hmm. And I was so horrified and I'd never seen it before. And I think I actually had pathologically lied to myself that I had seen it before.
Yeah, you think it, yeah, I've seen it all. Yeah, you know, I know what's happening. Yeah. I know
they kill them. You don't know. So we have to get people to see that. And the question is how. I don't think yelling at them works. That's my opinion. And we got to get people to see the shit.
It definitely works for some people. I think some people need to be shaken.
I like the signs. People just stand out there with the signs and you see it. But I also think people believe it's like propaganda and it's not usually that bad. And we're showing like, you know.
Yeah, but most of the yelling, Kevin, happens at companies, not at people. It's not like you're out there shouting at individuals. You're usually shouting at the Jim Henson Company, or you're shouting at, and people might go, oh, you're stupid. What a change you're going to make. I don't know. But you know what? I'm pissed and I need a shout about it. And it's my right to do so. If you're not a Biden fan, then you should have plenty of things to say about him on your own, yet your bias is all one way. I have.
What are you? You still haven't answered the question. What are you talking about specifically? Just name one thing, a crime that he did. You still haven't named one fucking thing, dude.
Well, it doesn't even matter because
this is what everyone does, though.
He wasn't indicted today. If something happened with Joe Biden today, I'd be like, holy shit, I can't believe this is happening. And you know what? Every time it does come up, like I have said things about his flip-flopping on certain issues. I have said things about what I perceive as his support of institutional racism throughout his voting history. I've said lots of things about Joe Biden. I am not a Joe Biden fan. I voted for him because he was one of two dudes and he was better than Trump. If anything, Please. Joe Biden is a return to the status quo.
He's a warmonger. So what you guys...
And I wasn't happy about the status quo.
What Race and Leo are saying is that the war in... that us defending a sovereign nation from being invaded by our arch nemesis on the planet is somehow bad or corrupt. Okay. That's fucking ridiculous. You guys are ridiculous. We should let Russia slowly take over Europe and then wait till the last minute to get involved. What does that remind you of? Why don't we, and the first place we should go is Normandy, France. That's where we should go. Wait till Normandy. Let's do that again.
It's interesting, you know, Nixon's impeachment. They basically removed all. I think Kissinger was the real war criminal when it came to the Nixon presidency. But Nixon did end the Vietnam War, first of all, and he was probably going to go to jail. They pardoned him so that the country could continue. Yeah, I think that it was probably a nasty, dirty business, totally. But you're talking about that was 1974, bro. That was fucking 50 years ago. 50 years ago, you're talking about. I think that this is a step in the right direction that we're starting to hold people accountable. I don't know why you're thinking about Biden. I tell you what, if Biden, they indict Biden, I'll be like, good. If he did it.
But indict him for what?
What are you going to indict him for? The laptop
thing. He should be indicted for helping Ukraine.
Yeah, but stick to him breaking into the. It's what they could prove, Leo. That's what they could prove. Breaking That's what was the smoking gun.
HQ. You're saying Biden broke into a political party's campaign HQ?
No, he's talking about Nixon still. That's the Watergate story. Oh, but that's the thing.
But he had to leave office. He resigned. He did what Trump should have done.
He resigned. He could have gotten off. That's true. When you're a president, you could get off with a lot of shit. You just have to resign and be like, man, culpa. Sorry, guys. Fucking Reagan did the same thing. Reagan did it. He said, oh, I had no recollection. Oliver North had to take the fucking dive. Oliver North had to take the fall. Again, Ronald Reagan was a fucking criminal, too. He should have gone to jail for Ronald Reagan should have gone to jail for turning in quote unquote communists during the Red Scare when he was working for fucking Walt Disney. There's damn. What do you want? Like, you want me to go off and tell you that all the presidents are bad? So what? Yeah, they were all bad. This guy was one of the worst.
He was the worst. I believe.
I think he's probably the worst since Ulysses S. Grant. And that is a long time. Ulysses S. Grant, in my mind, is the worst president. Not that he did the worst things, because I think Andrew Jackson was probably the most killingest, worst president when it comes to like killing people and committing crimes against humanity. But they've all got hands dirty. Shit. Don't forget, under everybody's favorite fucking president, FDR, guess what? They put Japanese people in concentration camps.
Dude, I'm closed-minded because I don't believe Leo's insane conspiracy. Leo, you still haven't given how is it a war crime? What is wrong with this? You think we should have let Russia take over another country?
But the thing is, we haven't done anything. We're giving money like we always do. We don't have troops in Ukraine. And by the way,
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. I really don't.
And also, fucking Donald Trump tried to blackmail Zelensky because he knew that this was happening. Donald
Trump almost got impeached for that. Well, he did get impeached. He didn't get convicted.
The CIA, he got impeached for this, for blackmailing Zelensky on the lead up to the war of
Ukraine. To help him cheat in another election.
Yeah, to help him cheat in an election, which is so fucking crazy. I mean, he got impeached. And now you're talking about Russia. The CIA foresaw this 10 years ago, that there was going to be fighting between Russia and the Ukraine. This is something that's been forecasted for quite a long time.
It has nothing to do with Biden. I don't know what you're talking about, to be honest. I've heard people say this, but they're like crazed right wing Fox News, like Trump heads, which maybe you are. I don't know you. And that's,
Sky won't last a second in the danger zone. Yeah, 40-year-old vegan is WTF, We the Free. So they're the ones that hold this, like, they're in the Diamond of Truth, and they hold video of the slaughterhouses. It's pretty extreme. Proxy war. Yeah, it's like another Cold War. Yeah, but you know what? Because they're fighting over resources. I mean, this is like a tape. I mean, you're saying like, oh, well, the status quo. Yeah, this is statecraft. It's horrible, and there's bad shit. I'm against it. I'm against it, guys. I don't know what you mean. I don't know why, like, Biden is a warmonger. Wasn't that already clear? What more do you need? What are you talking? The right wing, though, man, was the ones, as soon as Russia invaded, people were like, everyone on Fox News, the right wing, including Donald Trump, were saying, well, if this would never happen under me, and if it did, I'd put troops in Ukraine.
Yeah, like, and then Biden did it, and they did a 180.
Well, we don't have troops there.
Yeah, it's not even a war. Like, I don't even understand what you're talking about. It just doesn't make any sense. It's a proxy war. Like, okay, so a proxy war is like a war that's instigated by, like, you could say Iraq was instigated to make money for Halliburton. You know, I mean, we don't have proof of that, but it sure fucking looks like that. What are you talking about? Who's like making money off of giving money to Ukraine?
I'll make you a promise. If it turns out that Joe Biden committed crimes in the war in Ukraine, I will be just as stoked if he gets indicted.
Oh, me too, of course. But that's not even like, no one sensible, no real media outlet
why
saying that. No one's.
It's so bizarre. It's like,
as far as anyone knows, how do you? I don't understand why people like you think you have all this information. Like, there's this little bird that comes to your window and is like, you're smarter than everyone. Be condescending on the internet because you know the real truth. Twiddly-dee, twiddly-dee.
Like, I just think it's weird about? That's like, you know, when I remember when Whitewatergate, when the Whitewater scandal happened to George, to Bill Clinton. And I think Bill Clinton was probably guilty, honestly. And but that was all going on, and it was pretty. There were hearings, there were depositions taken.
It was litigated.
He might have committed some crimes, maybe. But during all of that, what was happening was he was taking so many depositions. They asked him about Monica Lewinsky, and he was proven to have perjured himself in an unrelated deposition. He wasn't asked. He was answering questions about something entirely different than was asked about Monica Lewinsky, and ended up having a scandal because of it, because he lied about having sex with an intern. So, right. Was it a crime? Yeah, I mean, it's a crime to lie under oath.
Okay,
which
so,
is why Donald Trump never went under oath.
Yeah, he pleaded the fifth. He pled the fifth when they asked him questions. So here's what I think is interesting. When all that was happening, I don't remember anybody saying, "Well, if you're going to do that, how come you don't call up Nixon? Nixon's still alive. Why don't we call him up and indict him?" Huh? No one was saying that. The question was, did he do the crime? Is it an impeachable offense? And they did impeach him. They impeached Bill Clinton. And he wasn't convicted.
And can you convict him of it? This is the thing, like, in any crime, little tiny, like, robberies and stuff, there's plea bargaining. Things usually don't go to trial because the prosecutor is like, doesn't want to lose a case and is like, can I prove this beyond a reasonable doubt? You know, so
right.
You have to have a strong case.
And don't forget, there's the court of public opinion as well. That's also very, very dicey. But here's my point in telling you about this is that who gives a shit right now about Biden? We're not talking about Biden. Just like when shit was happening to Bill Clinton, we didn't start talking about Nixon. We didn't start talking like,
right. Only
why are you
Trump
bringing up,
like,
Biden?
Trump is so good at this. He's gotten other people to do it. I also, Leo, like, all due respect, dude, I'm sure I'm not trying to shit on you, bro, but like, you keep doing the same thing. You're saying, you're asking condescending questions. You don't know. You still haven't said what it is. What? Who is making money? State it and state how you know and what you're talking about. You still have not done anything remotely like that, except like, right, roll on the floor laughing emojis and act condescending like you know something we don't know, and it's crazy that we don't know it. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, here's the thing. I will. Okay, but here's the thing that I don't understand why we're even talking about Biden.
I don't either, and
it's so weird. It's like
Trump, I have a peep. Comments like this is like social media. What pisses me off? Why
Trump gets indicted, and they're like, "What about Biden?" Here's the thing. I'll tell you who's making money off of Ukraine: oil companies, gas companies, the military-industrial complex. Also, don't forget that Russia is the second largest manure manufacturer in the world, and the Ukraine is the largest exporter of grain. A feed for animals. So this is not something that is should be discounted. The animal agriculture industry is also all wrapped up in that war. And you know, it's always going to be about that. It's about controlling the resources. And that's what it is. I don't know why we're talking about the Ukraine when we should be talking about paying off porn stars and grabbing them by the pussy.
Perhaps I'll be by the pussy. But the lack of understanding of the current U.S. history is pathetic and is eternal. You're still not saying anything. You're bluffing. You don't know anything. Otherwise, you would be saying it. I'm calling you out. And you're like, oh, I can't take how ignorant you are. This is that do your own research bullshit.
Trump's
going to
know what
you're talking about.
If Trump goes to jail, it's a good thing. I don't know why. It's like, it's so funny when people go, well, Trump's going. Every time someone goes to jail, are you like, well, what about Shlomo down the road? He committed a crime.
That's it's the same thing. Like, whenever there's like a buzz issue going on, like, you know, people are like, why is no one talking about it's like,
yeah,
well, people are and people care about that. We're also talking. We're having a conversation about this right now.
Right. It's a weird thing where it's like, well, how come no one's talking about Hillary Clinton's emails? We are. Like, I don't know. I mean, people are still talking about it. I don't know.
I'm done talking about that shit.
People still talk about it. I don't know what you're talking. I mean, people still talk about it. You know what? They also are talking about Ivanka's emails, and they're also talking about all sorts of shit. But the truth is today, Donald Trump was indicted. Now, you could say all the whataboutisms. Well, what about this person? What about that person? What about Nixon?
Are you saying, it sounds like built into this is like a little bit of you don't think Trump should have been indicted. That's what it comes across as. I'm sure that's maybe not what you mean, but it sounds no. Like Leo and people.
Yeah.
No, not you, dude. I'm saying.
I here's the thing, though. If it came out that there were crimes committed by Joe Biden, I'd say indict the motherfucker.
And maybe I am ignorant about something, but you're still not. I'm not saying I know everything. There's lots of stuff I don't know. You still have not said what you're talking about. Who's getting money off the war in Ukraine? What are you talking about? Well, I don't understand why you can't type a sentence answering that. But you can't because you don't know anything. You just like to be condescending.
Well, I don't know what this has to do with the war in the Ukraine, other than Donald Trump was also impeached because of the lead up to the war in the Ukraine.
Stop talking about it.
It's like, if it turns out that we have a war profiteer in office right now, I would say he should be indicted. That's
absolutely
it.
Absolutely.
He should be indicted. That's it. Are you happy? So if Biden's committing crimes right now, he should be indicted after he's done being president, just like they did with Donald Trump. They had to wait until he was finished being president, because it's hard to indict a sitting president.
Okay. Or they could, you know, Congress could try and impeach him, which the House of Representatives is Republican. They don't like Biden. If they had a smoking gun or anything close to it about some kind of war profiteering or whatever you're talking about, why wouldn't they be trying to impeach him, dude? They would be impeaching Biden in 2 seconds if they thought they could.
They have control over both houses. They could try. They could impeach him. They can, and they are investigating. They have all their private counsels and shit investigating him. They can't find shit.
Wait, they don't have control over the Senate, dude. Did I miss something? It's like a tie or something. And
yeah, it's a tie.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah,
because Kamala Harris.
It's a tie, but
is Chuck Schumer.
But that's because just of independence and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, still, you have basic. If they could impeach right now if they wanted to, is the point that they can't. What the fuck are they going to impeach for? Impeach him for? You know.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. The real problem is Ola Wally Blue. Why did it take so long to indict Trump after the Dems spent all this time and the money doing it? I think they were trying to capitalize on Trump's infamy to get Never Trumpers riled. Well, Alawali, you're kind of right, but it's kind of a long-standing thing where you're not supposed to indict a sitting president, because you have to impeach a sitting president. You can't indict a sitting president. You have to impeach a sitting president.
There's no rule saying you can't. That was like the whole thing with Mueller. Like, people were like, he technically could.
Yeah, I know. Could indict him. They have a long-standing 100-year tradition of not indicting him, because in the Constitution, if he is accused of high crimes and misdemeanors, he's supposed to be impeached, not indicted. So they did impeach him. They impeached him twice. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, they,
and like this shit, this stuff takes a while. Like, these aren't cut and dry things. Like, you have.
Also, but the other thing is that it's the state of New York doing it. It's not the federal government. It's the state of New York. It's really hard for a state to indict a sitting president. Like, but when he's a citizen, you can indict whoever the fuck you want.
Whoever the fuck you want.
You indict me.
That's what they're doing.
Don't indict me, bro. Don't tase me, bro. Damn it. I really wanted to also talk.
Developing a case to make you're do an investigation like this, you want to make 100% sure, because cases get thrown out over one little thing.
Yeah.
You know, if the defense lawyers are good, they find one little thing, like a hole somewhere, and they'll get the case thrown out. You got to be careful. You got to take time. You got to look at everything. You got to have a very strong case, because they want to convict him. An indictment is one thing. They want to convict him.
I think it's weird that so many people love Donald Trump. Like, what do you love about him so much?
Yeah, I feel like
it's like
Trump positive fan base.
Apparently, I didn't know that. But like, I didn't know that. Like if you love Trump so much, or it's just an anti-American thing. Like, I just hate the whole system. They're all cronies. They're all evil. Throw them all in the same pot.
One flaw or mistake in any person or system, the entire thing should be burned to the ground.
Well, to say that like we have a lot of bad, we've had a lot of bad presidents, I don't think is wrong. There's a lot of presidents that probably should have done time,
but we just didn't because have... someone has something that's bad about them doesn't mean they're all bad.
Some that's true.
There's but we some also good have in everyone, and taking a president whose presidency was good for the country, and you know, saying like, oh, but they did this, they did that. I don't know. Like, that's my thing with Bill Clinton. His presidency was good for the country. He's a fucking shitty guy that, you know, is sexually fucked up.
I mean, I think Bill Clinton was a fucking rapist, and I think he should be in jail. But you know what? Put him try it. Like, if he got indicted,
well, that's all. But Bill Clinton, here's the other thing. I feel like people don't know this or like something, because we've been talking about it so much. I was going to say this before, but like Bill Clinton, all his rape accusations were litigated.
He faced criminal charges.
I don't know if he was indicted, but whatever, or they got taken away, but it was like looked into and shit was like taken very seriously.
Yep.
And one of his, who's the lady? It was like Jamaica something. I don't know. The original rape accusation.
Jen Flowers. There's Flowers. There was
Juanita something. I don't know. She then wrote a statement saying, and you can say, oh, she was forced to whatever, but she wrote a statement saying he never raped her. Like, so, or something.
Well,
like
that. All right. So whether or not the truth is, though, he was impeached. Okay, so
he was impeached.
He didn't get off scot free.
Litigated. You know, you can't say I know better than the justice system. I mean, I remember that opinion, but you can't say like I don't know.
This is justice. This is the wheels of justice. You know, it's funny. I saw an interview with Bill Clinton. They asked him. He had so many nicknames. People talk shit. He had such a tumultuous 8 years in office, and he said that the thing that he hated the most was people calling him Slick Willie. He's like, they call me Slick Willie, but I didn't get away with anything. Everything that I did, I got hit. I got blamed for shit I didn't do. I got caught. Everything that I did do, everything right. I got fucked. He was like, everything I did wrong, I got caught. Everything got caught. I didn't do wrong, they still blame me for. And I'm like, and I thought that was such a real. It just seemed like such an honest assessment of his own presidency. Cause you know, it's not like Trump going, it was a beautiful call. I did nothing wrong. Everything was perfect. It was the most beautiful call.
I mean, that was the most ridiculous thing. One of the most ridiculous things. It's hard to pick a most ridiculous thing.
No.
It's like, yeah, you got on the phone with the president of Ukraine and told him if he doesn't help you cheat at the American election, you're not going to give him the money that Congress already approved.
He didn't even have the power to do it. He couldn't even, he was bluffing.
Right. He couldn't have even done it like legally.
Yeah.
If he wanted to. Like, it's fucking this insane.
Fucker. Yeah. I knew
but that phone call is perfect.
I need to dig up some dirt on Joe Biden. That's the thing. If Joe Biden's so dirty, then why is Donald Trump calling up Zelensky trying to find the dirt? Like,
right. It would be out there.
Because they're saying that his son, that nepotism is a thing, and that his son has gotten jobs and gotten money because of his connection with the president.
Okay,
and
I'm like, I'm sure there's some truth to that.
Maybe, but it's never going to touch what happened in the last presidency, where his daughter, his son-in-law, hit both of his sons were all involved in the government and were on the take, all of them.
With no experience.
and by the way, most of them were convicted for stealing money from their own fucking, from their own.
Dude, Jared Kushner charity. Was like, how many titles did he have? We should Google that.
I think he was declared the king of the Middle East. I think that was his whole thing.
Yeah. How many titles did Kushner have in the administration? It's coming up Ashton Kutcher because I don't know how to spell
Kushner. I think Sky and Kevin are to Biden what Monica Lewinsky is to Bill Clinton. Call me crazy, but after we get DNA tests from both their addresses, call me a prophet.
It's true, actually. You actually are right about something, dude, for once. Actually, I am Monica Lewinsky.
I actually don't even like Joe Biden. I don't even know why he comes up. Why would you even bring up Joe Biden when Donald Trump is the one getting indicted? It's so funny. Yeah, this whole like, really, well, what weird. About? It's so funny to me. All right, I do want to. We gotta go. But I want to talk a little bit about the IPCC five takeaways and how plant-based foods fit in. I thought this was a fun thing. I just want to kind of come down to the latest IPCC report, five key takeaways, the importance of methane. So it's, we all know that methane is way worse for the environment than carbon dioxide. And the what's happening with the ruminants, the ruminant animals will basically cause enough of a to the 1.5 degrees Celsius all by themselves, even if we got rid of everything else. Methane levels have risen 262% above what they were in pre-industrial times, and the pace at which they are increasing each year is now greater than any other period in history. We're all going to die. All right, next up, where does the methane come from? Well, farming animals for food is the largest, contributing 32 to 40%, slightly above all other equally unnecessary sources like natural fossil gas and everything else. So look at this graph. Can you guys see this graph? Ruminants, number one. Rice is the last one. I thought rice was way higher. But rice is the lowest of the culprits. So if we get rid of ruminants, if we stop eating cattle, sheep, and goats,
rice. I had no idea rice was bad at all. Totally.
Yeah, rice is rice releases lots of methane.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought it was worse than it is. So I guess I'm still going to eat rice. Anyway, it's likely undervalued in a number of ways, too. Firstly, measuring methane on a 100-year versus 20-year time limit, 2.5 times. Anyway, bad news, methane. The impact of deforestation, what do you know? 80% of current deforestation is caused by cattle ranching. Cattle ranching, 80%
vegan
of deforestation.
Issues, ladies and gentlemen. These are vegan issues.
They are. Yes, because deforestation is a carbon sink. So by if 80% is caused by cattle ranching, all we have to do is stop killing cattle. Mm-hmm. What do you know? The destruction of natural ecosystems. We have all these things right here, but I'm just going to jump down to this graph again. So you see all of these bars that have like red and yellow. They're like kind of showing you what the cost of these things are going to be in order to implement. Like to implement solar, for example, is the first one on there. Solar is the first one, and you see how expensive it is. And even though it does have a great impact, the mitigation is very expensive. Now, mm-hmm. you see this gray bar, which is, I think, maybe the, it looks like the 10th one down. It says shift to sustainable, healthy diets. There is none. They're unable to, if you look it down the key, it says the cost cannot be calculated due to variability and lack of data. So,
it would cost nothing.
Nothing. Basically. Yes. It would cost nothing.
You might save money.
Right. It would cost nothing is the point. And so it has this huge impact, but costs nothing to switch diets. Now, if we keep going, food waste crisis and meat production, we can kind of skip this, except that 90% of calories are lost when growing crops to feed animals. That's a giant number to remember. 90% of the calories that we could be getting directly from plants are lost by giving them to animals. So just like how much food we're actually wasting is a very big deal because we're growing so much of it.
90%. And now this is not written by a vegan organization, is it?
No, these five takeaways is written by Plant-Based News, but this is just reading all the data comes from the Intergovernmental Planetary Climate Change, panel for climate change. Sorry. Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change. The thing that kind of bothers me here, though, it says lack of media coverage. So I was going to say new research surrounding media coverage, public awareness of the links between animal source food and the climate emergency drives home just how significant the problem is. So because no one's covering it, why aren't they covering it? Well, for the same reason
food is not even really mentioned in as much as it should. Paradigm shifting food system change will be key, but the IPCC reports are growingly vague in their outline of what a balanced eco-friendly diet is. So listen to this. Balanced and sustainable healthy diets and reduced food loss and waste present important opportunities for adaptation and mitigation while generating significant co-benefits in terms of biodiversity and human health. So this is what it says in the – this is just the quote from the report. They think that there's been pressure from beef lobbyists allegedly brought on this change because it used to be totally different. Because before it used to say plant-based, before they changed it, it said plant-based diets can reduce GHG, greenhouse gas emissions, by up to 50% compared to the average emission-intensive Western diet. That was the original. And they changed it to balanced diets feature plant-based foods such as those based on coarse grain. You know, see what I mean? They changed it.
Yeah. Oh.
So they think that the evidence is that the beef lobbyists got to them.
They might have sued them. I mean,
well, they can't sue the. I know why they don't even have to sue. They have all the money. This is an intergovernmental panel. They are all susceptible. These are elected officials. These are people who are on the take as well. That's what's so sad to me about it, is that like. What's such a bummer. So then, and then you get down to media coverage is the last one, the lack of media coverage. It's like, why is there lack of media coverage?
Well, yeah, I don't understand why it's not talked about more.
Well, I'll tell you why, because we see 100 ads a day for fast food and animal products. Who's paying for the media?
So many. It's
they're
crazy.
The ones paying. You think
when I watch TV,
you think
and things aren't micro targeted directly at me.
Yeah.
Amen. All I see is fast food. It's great. Right. It's actually insane.
Do you think that CNN is going to report on that when their main sponsor is the American Cattle Association or some shit? No, they're not going to fucking say anything. Beef, it's what's for dinner. That's what they're going to say, because that's where their money is. They're not going to report that going vegan is going to help the planet. They can't. You think Rupert Murdoch's going to allow that? No. Yeah, more than a bummer. Yeah, I know. It's a bummer, but hey. Let's see. The plant-based treaty uses IPCC as a staple. Recently, there was some news about the animal ag industry getting the IPCC to change the report. Not surprising. Yeah, that's exactly. They're saying that it was changed into more vague terms about what a plant-based diet can do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a ridiculous thing. Yeah. Did my comment disappear? I don't see your comment disappearing. I haven't anybody trying to be respectful at all recently.
We're trying to silence you, bro. You know too much.
You know too much. Well, anyway, we could just not eat animals. Problem solved. Exactly.
Dude,
we got a meth problem.
That's a good idea.
We could just stop eating animals. It's amazing. It's that simple. Easy. Joe Skiden. Ha ha. It's so sad that just because I'm against Donald Trump, people assume that I'm pro Joe Biden. Not the case. Not the case at all.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's a common position, Sky. You are not alone.
I'm not pro Joe Biden. I think that
able to prioritize and see like, okay, this guy's not going to end democracy.
Well, actually, you know what it is, dude? I have never in my life felt like a raging boner for a president like they obviously do for Donald Trump. Like, I've never in my life felt that way.
Yeah,
like,
no, same.
Oh, my God, this guy's my fucking guy. Yeah.
Like, I've never decision. Been. You know, like, that's all.
No, I've never it's been.
Best of two choices.
Yes, that's it. Every president I've ever voted for was because he seems a little bit better than the other guy.
Exactly.
That's it. Like, I wasn't stoked. I thought John Kerry was better than George W. Bush.
Of course, me too.
I thought Mitt Romney was. Wait, who was against Mitt Romney?
Obama.
Obama, yeah, Mitt Romney during the midterm, during the second term. Yeah, Obama I thought was better than Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
I actually thought that that Cheney could have been the best president ever if he hadn't chosen the crazy running mate. Cheney could have gotten me to vote Republican, actually. I might have done it. I've never voted for a Republican president.
Cheney.
I did like Cheney, yeah, but then he ran with a crazy person. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember Sarah Palin was fucking insane.
Dude, you're talking about McCain.
McCain, I'm sorry. You
said Dick Cheney. I'm like, where is he going?
McCain, sorry, my bad.
Oh, yeah, McCain was all right.
Yeah, I would have voted for McCain. Sorry,
he's all right.
Cheney, McCain, fuck.
But I don't know if you remember this, too. It wasn't just the crazy running mate. McCain was like a stand-up guy his whole life, said sensible things outside the Republican Party. But when he ran as George Bush Chapter 2. That was the choice they made on his campaign.
Yeah.
And it was why he lost. People didn't want that shit anymore.
Because it was inauthentic as well. It wasn't real. Like, it just didn't seem like a real.
Yeah. And it was dumb. Even people I know who always loved him said that.
That's how I felt. Yeah. Because, I mean, he was like, for example, he and Lieberman were, I thought Lieberman should have been his running mate. Anyway, Lieberman was. And McCain actually went down to the fucking, or went to the North Pole or some shit to go look at, like, or maybe the South Pole. I don't know. Went down to like look at how global warming is impacting the environment and shit. Wow. And then when he ran saying, well, global warming wasn't a thing.
It was crazy. He was just saying shit to get elected. And it's like, what is he gonna, you know, was that a trick to get elected and then go back to being John McCain? Or was that his new position because of money and, you know, Koch brothers and stuff?
Well, party politics being what they are, I mean, look what happened to Bernie. I mean, he couldn't exist inside the Democratic Party. That's why he doesn't exist inside the Democratic Party. Yeah. Bernie is not a Democrat.
He's partly responsible for switching parties to try and get that. He should have ran independent like Ross Perot.
He should have. I think we need more run. We need, and they're like, oh well, if someone runs against if someone runs against the current Democrat, then Donald Trump will win. Fuck it. If that's what the Americans want, I say go for it. Let it burn. But I don't think that that'll happen. That didn't happen.
I don't think so either. I think Bernie Sanders would have beaten both of them as a third party candidate. I think he would have been president.
He should have run.
I really do. And we, in hindsight, we know Trump would have won anyway, so there was nothing to risk. Or maybe he would have thrown it for Hillary. Who knows? You know what I mean?
You never know.
You have no idea.
Yeah, and I thought you know, Ross Perot running was like super interesting. That it was like the most interesting that happened politically in my lifetime. And then he quit and then came back in. That was so crazy.
I don't even remember that. I was pretty young.
He said he doesn't want to be a ruiner, and then he came back in and ran at the last second again. So
yeah.
He's another Texan. Another Texan.
Perot.
Ross Perot, there you go. Don't want to be a ruiner. Can I finish? I was blue balled and my hatred for humans grew a little more because of, Bernie. Bernie should have been the president, but you know what? The system. Also, I think Bernie, this is just me, just total conjecture, okay? Maybe a little conspiracy theorist-y, okay? But I don't think it's too far-fetched. I think Bernie was afraid that if he did lose running as a third party, he wouldn't be able to caucus with Democrats ever again. And he might as well. He wouldn't ever get anything done. And he does actually care about the long game and getting shit done. I think that's why he didn't run as an independent.
You might be right. And he might not have won. And Trump might have still won. And then he would definitely have been blamed.
Get nothing done. And he would get nothing done.
Yeah.
Right now, he actually is getting shit done. I really want to read his new book, but I don't know. I got time for that shit.
Also, like, I feel like people like Bernie. What happened to Bernie? The guy's a United States senator. It's like one of the most powerful positions on earth. I mean, he didn't go anywhere. He's a United States senator. You know, he's doing good stuff. He's not in the House of Representatives. He's a fucking senator.
Yeah. So he's a big deal. You know, and he's an independent there.
Yeah, which is great.
I think it's cool. We need more independents. He was just saying things to get elected. What's the word for that again? Oh, yeah, politician. Yeah, good point. McCain, though, I think was, you know, at some point.
My point, though, is like, was it, I don't know, was that his new position? was he going to stick by what he was saying, or was he going to, we don't know. I don't know.
Well, I think we do know, because post-election McCain, he fought for universal health care. He fought for all sorts of, he voted for Obamacare
in office as president.
He was always like one of the most reasonable, moderate voices. And to me, I'll tell you what, like, I am either go far fucking, either start a revolution, have some big ideas, or just keep a steady hand on the rudder. Don't try to like a little bit of a either we're going to do incremental change or big change. I'm up for both of them, honestly, but I like clarity and purpose and clarity and thought, and I don't like lies.
There you go.
Oh, they're all liars. Yeah, well, they're not all indicted. They don't all pay porn stars hush money.
Every human being is a liar, though. Every single person has told a lie at one point in their life. Give me a fucking break.
Yeah, well, not everyone has been as salacious. Like, that's what I love. It's like, it's so salacious, this fucking... He paid a porn star. Like, don't forget...
I know.
He had her on his headlines. Golf course in his resort. And then he fucked her. While his wife was pregnant. This is like, his wife was pregnant. How do you trust?
Yeah. But can you imagine Republicans talking about if, Obama had done that? Can you imagine?
Well, John Edwards did it. John Edwards was fucking around on his wife while she was
a shitbag.
You know what? He was one of the greatest attorneys and politicians the Democrats have ever produced.
Yeah.
And he fucked it up. Well, how? He was fucking around on his wife while she was... I think she was in the cancer ward. I think she was fighting cancer. God,
it's horrible. And his party held him accountable, though.
Well, they held Newt Gingrich accountable, though, too. Newt Gingrich did the same thing, was fucking around on his wife. Here's the thing. If you're a politician, you got to not fuck around on your wife. It's always going to get the... Bill Clinton, don't fuck around on your wife, bro.
Don't do it. We
can't trust you.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
Yes, because if you're going to fuck around on your wife, well, here's the other thing. Here's the big thing. I always was like, well, why is this such a big deal? Because do you remember when all the prostitutes and the Secret Service under Obama, they had that scandal where all those Secret Service guys were banging other women out in another country? They're a bunch of prostitutes. And so
I know that.
But a lot of them were married, and they had to like overhaul the whole Secret Service because of the scandal. It was a big deal. So the reason, and I'm like, who cares? What difference does it make? And so the reason why is because the Secret Service are the only people who know where the president is, right? They're the ones who know where he is. Uh-huh. If they can be blackmailed, if they've been morally compromised,
so that a prostitute,
yes, it's like, oh, because people will blackmail you. If you're banging prostitutes or porn stars, as the case may be, and they can blackmail you for really, because you're the president now, you can be blackmailed. That's why he paid her the $130,000.
Yeah. It's essentially like blackmail. Same.
It was cutting her off at the pass. He didn't want to be blackmailed. That's why he paid her. Because he didn't want to get blackmailed. She's not a fucking angel.
Yeah. No.
Anyway.
No. She's not even a playmate.
Not that I want to be bad at marriage and good at your job. That's all true, but not everyone can be. Okay. The CEO.
That is a good point, though. I don't.
But the CEO of Joe's Plumbing. If you blackmail that guy, it's not a case of national security.
Right.
If the mistress of the president is blackmailing the president and he's giving up, like, that's a big problem. Yeah, totally. It's
maybe that's how Marilyn Monroe died after all.
Well, never I don't know. Think it's a coincidence that she fucking, well, whatever, but that's conspiracy theory.
Well, she did drugs, though. I mean, she had an overdose.
But she did drugs for a long time. I don't know.
I think it's a, I don't think it's a coincidence that Marilyn Monroe was all wrapped up in all that shit. And by the way, a lot of people were dying back then from getting killed. I mean, it'd be a little weird that they would cover it up by faking a suicide, but because back then people were getting shot all over the place. MLK, JFK, RFK, Robert Kennedy got shot. All those guys were getting shot. Malcolm X, they all get all around the same time getting shot. So
they sure so were.
So much for perks of the job. Exactly. There are no perks to that job except that you get paid. Like, they get $500,000 a year. That's the pay for a U.S. president. $500,000 a year. And you get to know all this information to enrich yourself. I mean, it'd be so idiotic to think that you're going to, oh, you have all this money and your investment, you know everything now, and you can do you can have access to all the information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway,
it's a lot of room for corruption.
Well, yeah, I mean, You know what's funny is that back to this, I listened to another interview with. That's the other good thing about Clinton is that he was young enough and I think eloquent enough and maybe a bit of they're all narcissists, you know, but sure.
A little bit. You got to have a sprinkle of it.
Yeah. And I don't think that he was a clean as a whistle or anything like that, but no. I was listening to a podcast with him. It's called, have you ever seen Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? Have you listened to that? Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on NPR?
No.
Well, he it's like a quiz show. It's pretty funny, and it's like a comedy quiz show. But the guest was Bill Clinton, and they asked him like, so when you became president, what was like the first thing you did when it came to like what it's just like candy store all of a sudden? And he said that he did. He's like the first thing you have top clearance all of a sudden, and he wanted to know
everything.
He's like, because they asked him, what about, are there aliens? He's like, there are no aliens, but that's not what I was really interested in at the time. He wanted to know who killed JFK. And he said, like, he got to see all, like, the secret shit and all the stuff that was, and they said, so? He said, yeah, I read all that stuff. It happened when I was a kid in high school. Like, I remember it so vividly. It was so important in my life, this moment with JFK getting murdered. And, he said, I read it all, and I'm convinced that it was a lone gunman, that it was a lone...
It was just one guy.
He thinks it was just one guy.
It's really not, like, covered up. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of the other stuff they didn't really know, but they didn't really go into. He's like, I can't go into everything. It was classified documents, but it was one guy. And that's what I'll say. And I'm like, all right. I thought that was really interesting. Anyway. So... thanks everybody for hanging out with us tonight. I appreciate you. It's been a fun. I want to talk about the environment, but Donald Trump got indicted, bro. Holy shit.
Yeah. Awesome day.
You know, and I hope that
it's such a good day.
I hope it's the first thing that we do for a while. I hope it's the first step in a long line of presidents who get held accountable, and that America reestablishes its position as a country that is ruled by laws and not by men. Yeah. Anyway. Thanks, everybody. Should I play a song tonight? Maybe I'll play a song tonight. I don't know. But first, we'll run the credits and we'll say goodbye. Bye, everybody. Oh, by the way, Friday we have Friday we have Chris Pajic on. That's tomorrow. Shit. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. my time. We have the old time, right? Chris Pajic is going to be on the show. I'm really excited about that. He's the vegan greaser. He was also a bass player for a couple of fancy internationally touring bands. So I'm hoping he has some cool stories there. Yeah. He's a kind of a famous bass player. But so a cool musician turned vegan activist, Chris Pajic, the vegan greaser. Yeah. Really excited about that. He's coming on tomorrow, man. At 8 a.m. Yeah, and then I'll be back for I'll be back on that, and then I'll be back for the vegan shit. Kirsten, I'm supposed to see Kirsten on Sunday. I mean,
oh, that's right, she's traveling. Right?
Yeah, I'm supposed to see her on in California. She's going to come to California. Kirsten is traveling right now. She's in Palm Springs. I'm supposed to see her on Sunday, and I'm supposed to be doing this at.
in LA. I'm supposed to see her. So maybe we could do vegan Sunday school with Kirsten in person. That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be sick.
Yeah. Could be. I think it'd be badass. All right. So that's the lineup, guys. So thank you for sticking with it. And thanks. Bye. Illegitimate non-carborundum. All right, guys. So I don't know if you can hear me. So could you tell me if you guys can hear me? Because I have turned off my microphone, and I think the system mic might be better. Can you hear me? Someone in the chat, tell me if you can hear me. Thank you. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. I wonder if she's gonna stay. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't a home. Anytime she goes away, I know, I gotta leave that young thing alone. There ain't no sunshine where she's gone. Only darkness every day. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Well, guys, thank you so much. I don't know. I'll have to see if the sound was any better this time with this system mic. So we'll see if it's any good. I hope you guys can see me. Oh, you can hear me. All right, thanks. That's good. Maybe if when I play the playback, I'll see if it's any good. Thank you all for sticking with me, and I'll see you tomorrow. But we're going to be at a different time, 8 a.m. PST, Pacific Standard Time. So we'll see you on we'll see you then with Chris Bajic. Super stoked. Hope to see you then. Bye, guys.